Hello and welcome to worship at West End United Methodist Church. My name's Doug Arnold and I'm a member of the Hospitality Ministries team. It's a joy to have you worship with us today, and we do invite you to fully participate. You'll find links to worship materials in the description section of our live feed, and as we prepare our hearts and minds for worship today, we also invite you to light a candle as a sign of Christ's presence with you. May God be with you as we enter this holy time together.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is a joy and privilege to be with you in this time of worship together on this second Sunday of Advent. And I'd like to welcome all of you who are joining us both in the sanctuary and over live stream. I would ask if you are worshiping with us online live stream that you would take just a moment to let us know that you're with us. You can do that by copying the link that's hopefully already in the chat alongside of the video and putting that into your browser, and it will take you right to a form that will let you tell us who you are and who all is worshiping with you and any prayer concerns or joys that you might have as you come into this hour of worship. I wanted to begin our announcements today by letting you know over the weekend we made the difficult decision to have online worship only for the time being, to pull back from our in-person worship services and make sure that all of what we are doing in and through this church is safe and what is best for our health and for our community. So we will be live stream only for the time being. We will, however, have candle lighting next Sunday, live stream at 5:30, and we invite you. This is a wonderful, long-standing tradition at West End, so we hope that you'll gather in your homes with family and make sure you have a candle handy and participate with us in that service. We also want to urge you and encourage you to send us a video in the next couple of days of yourself and perhaps others in your household lighting candles. It's a quick thing that you can do, and you can email that video to Chase Benson And his email address should be showing up in the chat. And we want to collect those and have a visual of all of us lighting our candles on the second Sunday of December, as has been our tradition. This also means that our Christmas Eve worship will be live stream only, and we'll be sending more information about that as well. We do recognize, however, that it is important for many to have some time in this space during the season of Advent. And Pastor Brandon and Katie Minnis have worked hard to put together Advent prayer stations in our breezeway. And on Wednesdays from 11 to 1 and 5:30 to 7 p.m., the breezeway door will be open right off of West End Avenue. They will be here to help make sure we don't get too many numbers, but there's an opportunity to light a candle, to come into the sanctuary and pray, and to spend some time pondering the meaning of the season. So we invite you to come and participate in that. A reminder, we have our mission market, which is usually in Reed Hall on the Sundays during Advent, but now all of that is also available online. If you go to our website /Advent2020, you can find all the information about all these things I'm talking about. And finally, I just want a reminder as we come to the end of the year, if you have yet to send in your estimate of giving card for 2021, and that's something that you're able to do, we would encourage you to do that as well. You can go to our website and go to the top right corner under Give, and there's a link in the drop-down menu to send in your estimate of giving, and that will be a great help as we plan for 2021. We're deeply grateful for the incredible generosity of this congregation that has allowed us to continue to be strong and to move forward into God's future. Speaking of God's future, this is the second Sunday of Advent, where we look ahead to the promise of God's shalom being manifest already in our midst. So let us open ourselves to the good news this morning as we gather together for worship.
Come, thou Lord, and thy kingdom come. midst of chaos and corruption.
Our God speaks peace.
In the midst of darkness and despair.
Our God speaks peace.
In the midst of conflict and contention.
Our God speaks peace.
Let us worship the God of steadfast love and faithfulness.
We light the second candle of our Advent wreath as a sign of Christ's peace coming into our world. Hear these words from the Gospel according to Mark, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah. See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit."
God makes all things new. God can turn our weeping into laughter, our sorrow into joy. Let us come now with our sins, trusting that God will hear us and forgive and show us a new way. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. And now, as a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. And you may do this by sharing signs of love with those around you or in the chat feed on live stream and Facebook. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Peace of Christ be with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
Peace be with you. With you.
Pray together the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. The reading today is from Psalm 85, verses 1 through 13. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people, and you pardoned all their sin. You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again so that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and forgiveness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and the righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give us what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and will make a path for his steps. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I'd like to invite all of the children to come a little closer to your screens and join me for a special story that I want to share with you and all the grown-ups that are with you. When I was 22 years old, I had just finished college, and I had the opportunity to go and live in France for a year to teach English to high school students. It was an opportunity that I had been hoping for and praying for and working for, and it was like a dream come true that I actually got to go and do this. Now, I have to admit, I was a little nervous when I got on the plane because I was going to be living in a very small town way out in the country. I was going to be the only American in the school, and I later found out I was the only American in the whole town. I didn't know anybody. So I was a little nervous, but I was mostly excited. 2 days after I got there and I got settled in my room at the school, I woke up that morning and I felt so sick. My throat hurt, my tonsils were swollen, I could hardly get out of bed, and I just started to cry. Because I was by myself, I didn't know any doctors or how to get any help. So the first thing I thought to do was to go downstairs to what we used to call a phone booth. You can ask your parents what that is. And I called my parents. I just needed to talk to somebody and get their advice. My mom picked up the phone, and when I said, "Hi, Mom," she said, "Hey, Shug." That's what she used to call me. It was short for sugar. "Hey, Shug," she said. And as soon as I heard her voice, I started crying. And I said, "Mom, I'm sick and I'm by myself." And you know what my mom said? She said, "It's okay, Shug, I'm here. Everything's gonna be all right." And I felt so much better. I was still sick, and I still needed to find a doctor and get some medicine. And it took me a few days to get better again. But somehow just hearing my mom say, "Everything's gonna be okay," made all the difference for me. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we thank you for people in our lives who can come alongside of us and say, "Everything's gonna be okay." And we thank you for our scripture reading this morning, the psalm that we get to hear about in just a minute, in which you say to us and to all the world, "Everything's going to be okay." That gives us peace. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. It's true that sometimes all we need is someone who loves us, someone who knows us, to come alongside and say, "Everything's going to be okay." Now, sometimes that doesn't help. Sometimes a person can say that to us in a way that shuts down how we're feeling and tries to push away our struggles and gloss over it. Maybe you've had that experience where you were going through a hard time, you lost your job, or going through chemotherapy, or a time of illness and struggle or grief, and someone says, oh, it's going to be all right. That doesn't feel good, and that doesn't help. But sometimes there are moments when, and people who can say to us, everything's going to be all right. And it gives us a peace that gives us the strength to keep going and walk through whatever hard times we're walking through. In our psalm this morning, the people of God are in trouble and are walking through a difficult time. Just like last week with our psalm, we don't know exactly what moment in history this psalm is referring to. But many scholars believe it comes at a moment after the Jewish people had returned home from exile. The southern kingdom had been overrun by the Babylonian army. The temple had been destroyed. The land was devastated. And many of the citizens of Judah had been dragged off in exile. They had been in exile for decades. And then one day they were allowed to return to the land and to begin to rebuild. And so this first part of the psalm gives thanks to God for that restoration. You restored the fortunes of Zion. You forgave all of our sins. You answered all of our prayers. And yet in the next few verses, it becomes clear that the people are still suffering. Perhaps the temple is still in shambles. The land is not yet yielding its harvest. Maybe they still feel separated and isolated from God, but all is not well. And so they turn once again to God and say, will you revive us again? Please, God, help us, save us, rescue us from this time of trouble. And so the psalmist rises up and says, let me hear what the Lord will speak to us in this moment of our pain. And the word that the psalmist hears, the vision that he receives, is a vision of God's peace. The Lord will speak peace to his people, says the psalmist. And that word peace in the Hebrew is shalom. It's a deeper and richer word than perhaps we're used to. It doesn't just mean the absence of conflict or the removal of suffering. What the psalmist shows us in this vision is this moment when all is made right, when we are in right relationship with God and with one another and with all of creation, when heaven comes down and earth rises up and we meet, when steadfast love and faithfulness meet, righteousness and peace kiss each other. Righteousness looks down from the sky and faithfulness rises up from the earth, and all is well and all shall be well. And it is as if God is saying to God's people in the midst of their suffering, I am with you. Everything is going to be all right. We can identify with the Hebrew people in this moment in our history. We know that God has been with us and has saved us and has restored us in the past. We can point to episodes in our own lives, in our own history as a people, when we have known God's presence and God's redeeming power. But now we're in trouble. And I don't have to list out for you all of the pain and suffering and trouble that we have experienced as a people in 2020. The list is long. And we cry out to God for help and for rescue. It is as if we have been in our own kind of exile. Exiled from gathering in the church, exiled from gathering in the community with family. cut off from one another, from all that is familiar and life-giving to us. And so we cry out in this moment, revive us again, O God, help us and save us. And we hear this psalm, this word of promise, the word of peace that God speaks to God's people, even now, even in this moment. I am here, God says. Everything is going to be all right. And we do indeed see hope on the horizon. There is news of a vaccine that's coming in just a few weeks. The first healthcare workers and the first who are most vulnerable will begin being vaccinated. And we can start to see glimmers of hope that life will return to some semblance of normal in the next 6 months or so. Praise be to God, right? But this psalm reminds us that the vaccine ultimately is not our salvation. That our salvation comes from a right relationship with God, with one another, and with all of creation. And that God's shalom is being manifested even now among us. And God is inviting us as God's people to be shaped by the character of God revealed in this psalm, by steadfast love and righteousness and peace and hope and faithfulness and mercy and justice, and to live those things out even now as we see God's promise being manifest among us. I am here, God says. Everything is going to be all right. As we hear this psalm on the second Sunday of Advent, I can't help but think about the coming of Christ. When I hear the words in the psalm that say, "The Lord will speak peace to his people," I see a nighttime sky filled with the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to all people." And when I hear the psalmist say that righteousness and peace shall kiss each other, I see a young woman and a young man alone on a dark night in Bethlehem, holding a newborn baby. And I see this mother tenderly kiss the forehead of her newborn child. And I hear the good news of God born among us, Emmanuel, God with us, and God saying to us and to all of creation, "I am with you. Everything is going to be all right."
Let us rise in body and spirit and affirm our faith in the God who speaks peace into our world. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Our sympathy goes to the family and friends of Michael Ray Jenkins, who passed away Monday, November 23rd. A small graveside service will be held later this winter. And as we come to our prayer time, I invite you to lift up both your spoken and silent prayers. If you would like to share them with the pastoral prayer team who prays for them throughout the week, you can follow the link on our website under Contact Us to share them with us there. You may also post them in the chat, but please be aware that that is a public forum. Let us turn now to our holy and living God and offer up both our spoken and silent prayers. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. God of Shalom, we come before you this morning with hearts full of emotion. We are living in the tension of this Advent season. We sense hope and relief on the horizon, but at times it feels far away. When one day seems to run into the next and the next, we find it hard to remember where and when we are. We long for the traditions of the season, and yet we are having to reinvent and reimagine them in new ways. There is grief in change, yet there is still joy in the lighting of candles, in the singing of carols, in the partaking of the bread and the cup. We hope for healing for our loved ones and our neighbors. We remember those who are experiencing economic hardship. We pray for those essential workers who have persisted throughout this pandemic on our behalf, the healthcare workers, the teachers, the mail carriers, the store clerks, the cleaning crews, and so many, many others. We pray for those whose mental health has been affected this year, and for those who have experienced trauma. We long for justice and equity for those in our communities who are harmed by racism, sexism, classism, homophobia, and all forms of discrimination. We see the effects of climate change and hope for a better way to care for your creation. And yet, we know you are already at work, God, speaking peace and righteousness. You are faithful, and you will bring shalom. We see glimpses of it from time to time where your kingdom is breaking through. And as we prepare to celebrate the ultimate breaking through of your presence among us this Christmas, Lord, help us to be mindful. Help us to hear your voice telling us it will be okay. Help us to hold on to hope. Help us to act in ways that love our neighbors and ourselves. In this season of Advent, we wait with expectation, O God. Amen. We invite you now to give your tithes and offerings so that our congregation can continue its vital ministries in our community and throughout the world. You can give through our website or text to give. You can also mail in a check. We realize that many are suffering economically right now, but we encourage you to give as you are able. We know that God can multiply those gifts for God's glory and for the benefit of God's kingdom. So let us give with joy this morning.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets, who looked for that day when justice shall roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. When nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. If you are standing, you may be seated. Holy are you, O God, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent in the fullness of time to be a light to the nations. You scatter the proud in the imagination of their hearts and have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. You put down the mighty from their thrones and exalt those of low degree. You fill the hungry with good things, and the rich you send empty away. Your own Son came among us as a servant to be Emmanuel, your presence with us. He humbled himself in obedience to your will and freely accepted death on a cross. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, and broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for all, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as together we sing the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us who are gathered and on these gifts of bread and the cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at the heavenly banquet. now with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. My friends, in our United Methodist tradition, this table belongs to Jesus Christ, and all who are present are welcome. All who are not present are welcome. There is a place for everyone at the table of Christ. And I hope that you feel that grace and that invitation that is for you this day. As we gather together virtually at the table, we have an opportunity to offer support for our communion offering of the month. And December's communion offering goes to our pastor's discretionary fund. This is a fund that we use to help folks who come to us, who call us, who come in off the street needing immediate assistance, often with utilities, rent, bus passes, snack bags. You all have always been generous with this fund, which enables us to respond and say yes to those who come in with needs. So if you'd like to support that, please do so, and please give generously. In just a moment, all of us in the sanctuary will have our elements. I hope that you have a cup and some bread with you as well. And we will together at the same time open those elements and partake of the bread and the cup, the signs, the symbols of God's life being poured into our lives. Let us come to the table.
Thank you.
Will you rise in body or in spirit and join with me in giving thanks for what we have just received? You have given yourself to us, Lord. Your love has made us a new people.
As a people of love, we will serve you with joy.
Your glory has filled our hearts.
Help us to glorify you in all things.
Amen. And now, my friends, may the shalom of God, the peace of Christ that passes all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge of the love of God, that you may go forth into this world shaped by the righteousness, peace, and love of our God who is coming to be with us. Amen.